The way that we came out yesterday, Pshat and Tosfos with the Pnei Yeshua, how does this sugya work out? The Gemara brings Eved Ba'ama as a raya that we have this svara that kasha lishmor, kavanasa lahazik is a reason to make you putter against what the Kal v'chomer dictates, that it should be for sure chayiv. No, itzvich, you need the Torah to write Karen. If you only knew Shane, I would think Karen is Potter, Kavnasa Lahazik is a Poter, because you see by Eved Ba'amma that way. The Gemara counters, Ravashi says that there's a new reason, Taima Rabba, Shem Yaknitenu Rabbo, and it will turn out to be enormous amount of money that will cost the Adon, so the Pshat seems to be, like the Meiri says, at least for now we'll learn this way, that Sakanas Chachamim, Tikkun HaOlam, that the Adon is Potter. So what exactly is the Shaka Vitaria? Tosfos has several kashas. We focused on the second and the third kasha of Tosfos. How could the Gemara have thought that the basis for the p'tur by Eved V'Amma is the fact that it's kavanasa lahazik? The fact is that the p'tur is even in the case where it's not kavana lahazik, even in with it doesn't seem to be based on kavana. That's number one. And the other kasha of Tosfos, how could the Gemara thought that it's not based on shamayak nitenu rabo? After all, The Mishnah Yadayim, which is what the Gemara is basing itself on, the whole din is in Mishnah Yadayim. It says in the Furish that the explanation was given. Yochanan ben Zakkai told back the reason for the p'tur is because Shemayak Netenu Rabo. This is what Tosfos asked. Says the Pnei Yeshua that the way the Tosfos would be explaining it is that without saying that that Kavanasa Lahazik is a reason to be putter, without saying that, you cannot create a p'tur based on the Takanas Chachamim that would extend even to a case where, by all appearances, there was no Kavana Lahazik. Aye, maybe it's a ruse, maybe really he's faking it. No, if Me'ikar Hadin, the Adon should be Chayiv, and you want to create a new Takanas Chachamim to Pater, it's enough if you're going to Pater in a case where it's clearly Kavana Lahazik, where the Adon should be chayiv, and you'll say, no, Nebuch, we don't want this to become a situation where he's going to always spite the Rav, and therefore we'll say Pater in that case. But where, fundamentally, as far as we can see, it was an innocent mishap, it wasn't Kavana Lahazik, so to go as far as saying that there will be a Takana for that case as well, because maybe he's looking to get back at the Adon, he makes it appear like it's an accident, that we wouldn't go that far. If Me'ikar Adin is Chayv, there's no p'tur of Kavana Lahazik based on the svar of Kasha L'Shomro, then the most we would say is that you putter mi Takanas Chacham in the case where it was a case that was done by Kavana. So it must be, if in fact the din is that you putter in all cases, so the Gemara is assuming therefore must be that in a case where it was done by Kavana, there the p'tur is Me'ikar Adin. There the p'tur is because since it's Kavana Lahazik, so that makes it harder for the Adon to guard. And because of that, there's a p'tur. And what about where it's not Kavana Lahazik, why you p'tur then? That's where the Takanas Chacham comes in to fill in the gap, to say, but you never know, that could have been, maybe that was really a Kavana Lahazik, and Kavana Lahazik is p'tur Me'ikar Adin. And this could have been really a Kavana Lahazik, and therefore the Takana would step in and take it a step further and p'tur even by where it appears to be without Kavana. That was what the Gemara was saying in terms of the original Midi Dahavia Eved V'Amma. Comes Ravashi and says, no, Hasam Taima Rabba Isbehu. In other words, Shema Yaknitenu Rabbo carries the day, even if there is no Svara that Kavanasa Lahazik patters by its based on Kasha L'Shomro. Just the fact that we have a concern of Tikkun HaOlam, Takanas Chachamim, therefore, that's the reason you're putter in every situation. And that's what the Meiri says, basically. And that's the Maskana, in other words. The Meiri says that this Halacha Hashem Yaknitenu Rabo, it's a Takanas Chachamim. And even when it doesn't appear to be Bekavana, so we don't know that it was done out of spite, but maybe it really was. The Meiri says, Api Shekavnasam Lazik, En Rav Chai Ben Iskeim, Api Shei Mamono, Takanas Chachamim Gzeira Shem Yaktitenu Rabo V'yech V'yad L'Yikadish L'Chavero V'Shem Etomar B'Shogig Mia Yischaivu Abayram Shari B'Shkoga Ein Batama Knata Afu Merama U'Meizid V'Osat M'Shogig. That's what Ravashi is saying. What the Gemara originally thought was that the Shemek Nitenu, I understand that that's part of the equation, but that's only necessary, that's only applicable in the case that it's Shalobi Kavana. So now that takes the tour to that case as well. But were there to be no fundamental reason to pater by a case of Kavana, then you would not allow Shemek Nitenu Rabu to pater even the case of Shalobi Kavana, based on this logic that we said that maybe he's deceiving us. So that's what the Gemara originally thought. Comes the Rashi, says, Taima Rabba, Shemayak Nitenu is a good enough reason to pater in all cases. This is the basic picture of the sugya according to Tosas. What we kept bringing in yesterday, and we'll see it again in Yonah's Pshat, is, so what is at stake here? When we thought to bring a raya from Eved V'Amma, that in fact, Kavana L'Hazik is a reason to pater, based on Kashu L'Shomro. So why is it in fact true that by Karen you are Chayiv, and by Eved V'Amma you are in fact pater based on that reason? I mean, so if Kavshu L'Shomro is a Svar to pater, you should pater by Karen as well, and yet the Torah is L'Chayiv by Karen. Elamai, you'll tell me Karen is not as hard. Eved V'Amma is even harder. No, if that's true, then what are you proving from here to Karen? Itzrich. You need to say Karen, because otherwise I think Karen is pater, because it's hard to watch the shore, because Kavana L'Hazik. Where do you see that? By Eved V'Amma. Eved V'Amma, that's a Kasha L'Shomro of a whole other level. So how can the Gemara even bring it as Manasha? How can the Gemara bring it as a support to explain why you need to hear about Karen? And the answer is, as we've been explaining the sugya, that the svara in its own right, that it's harder to watch and it's less of a pshia, I can relate. I can hear that should be true. But why should it pat to you? That's not so simple. Because once I establish that the svara kavana l'hazik is part of the building block of why you're chayiv, that's the basis for there to be a chiyuv. So to the extent that this is why you should be chayiv, so then we would argue that you can't use the fact that it's harder to watch as a reason to be putter. Because to the extent that this is a basis for the chiyuv, then that would dictate that you have to do a higher level shmira. That would be commensurate with what this mechayiv requires. So don't say, well, it's harder, it's less pshia. No, that's goof for what the mechayiv is telling you. It's telling you have to do whatever it takes. So maybe you can't use such a svar to putter. That's the question. And the answer is no, maybe you do. Even though that's part of what makes it chayiv, but that could also be a reason to be a mitigating factor. And to the extent that you see by Eved V'Amma Aliba de Emes that that's the case, it's enough to explain that by Karen, on its level, that would have been a Havamina without the Torah telling me that it's different, that you would have been put. That's basically the approach, and that's why this Svar Mida Eved V'Amma is relevant not just for Kavana L'Hazik, it's also relevant for the other half of the Yitzbrich of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? What was the other half? That if the Torah only would say what? Torah only say Karen, I would say that Shane is Pater because Anola Zeko makes it harder to watch. So we had a Kavachomer. Seemingly the worst Kash is on the other half also. So a Kavachomer, if Anola Zeko is Chayv, Anola Zeko is also Chayv. That would be part of the Gemara's Kash, meaning it's part of a Machayv, makes it more of a Mazik. So what's the response? Eved V'Amma. Eved V'Amma is only Kavanah L'Hazik that you're Pater. Where do you see that Hanala Zeko makes you Pater? The answer is, of course I hear a Svara, that whatever makes it harder, it makes it harder to guard it, therefore you might be Pater. But why wouldn't that Svara be relevant? Because to the extent that very factor that you want to use to make you Pater as a mitigating factor is itself a contributing factor to why you're Chayiv, so you can use that factor as the basis for your defense. But now I see in Eved V'Amma not that way. Even though Kavana L'Hazik is a reason why you should be more chayiv, it can also be a reason why, in fact, you're pater. So, too, by Hanala Zeko. So, the Gemara's Eved V'Amma is actually being relevant for every part of what we said before. Comes Rav Ashi and says, Shema Yaknitenu Rabo is not just a reason to extend the tour to a case of Velo Kavana, it's a reason for the entire picture, for why you're pater. Basically, Kavana L'Hazik cannot be used as a mitigating factor if it's part of the Machayev. But the reason you're Pater is solely based on Shemek Nitenu Rabo. Ad Kan, the approach to the Sugya, the way we learned it according to Tosas. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah with the same questions, the second and third question of Tosas find their way into Rabbeinu Yonah. And here we're going to see a different way of learning this Gemara. what the Gemara wanted with Eved V'Amma and what Rav Ashi is responding to when he says, Taima Rab. Let's take a look together in Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shita Mekubetzes. Matsasi b'shem Rav Rabbeinu Yonah. Everybody see it? Kashali I le'eved v'ama medamisle. If you want to compare this to Eved V'Amma and say that's why you need a Torah by Karen Itzrich, Maish Nashain de Machai Vislei Mishum de Ein Kavanas Lahazik, because you don't have that poter of Kavanas Lahazik, Shein is Chayiv, and Karen might be Pater, but Shein is Chayiv because it's Ein Kavanas Lahazik, doesn't have that specific factor of Kashu L'Shomro. The Eved V'Amma Pturin, Bein Shogigin, Shein Kavanas Lahazik, Bein Mezidin. And Eved V'Amma is Pater in all cases, whether they have Kavana or don't have Kavana. How do I know that? Kedaminan, like the Gemara's Lashon itself reveals. Lav, Afa, Gav, to Kavanasa L'Azik, Turin. What does the Gemara bring in Eved V'Amma? Isn't it true that even it's Kavana L'Azik is Pater? What does that mean? It means that if it's not Kavana L'Azik, it's also Pater. Kosh Kem Shein Kavanasa L'Azik. So which kasha is this in terms of what we read in Tosfos? Which kasha? The third kasha. Okay. Everyone here, right? Correct? This is Tosfos' third kasha. The old kasha, the Eved V'Amma, k'she'en kavanas l'hazik nami p'tiri, v'mkein mai ma'isi. That's Tosfos' third kasha, right? So what's the Gemara bringing from Eved V'Amma as trying to prove that kavanas l'hazik is a basis to pater? It's pater there even in kavanas l'hazik. Says Rabbeinu Yonah something new. Something new. The Nirbeinai. The Vadai. Eved V'Amma. Shehiziku B'Shogeg. The case where the Mazik not be Kavana. As a mishap, not be Kavana. Dinhu Shelo Chayev Es Rabban. There's a separate Svara that the Adam should be put. Why? The Becheskas Shimur Kaimi. That interesting phraseology. Becheskas Shimur, they're Becheskas Shimur, they're guarded. Kemet de Bnei Das Ninu, they have intelligence. Ve'en Shomim Atzmam, they guard themselves. They naturally try to be aware of not causing hezek that might happen inadvertently. Umedaktikin b'maseyim. In a case of a hezek shelo b'kavana, you have a separate reason why a pater. Becheskas shimur. Avo bevadai, b'shekavanasam lahazik, oh, roi l'chayves rabam, kidei sheyishmeim shelo yiskavna lahazik. In other words, that svara of becheskas shimur is only vis-a-vis a type of hezik that could happen inadvertently. So they naturally are going to try to be careful not to be mazik. But that's only true vis-a-vis a hezik shelo b'kavana. That's not deliberate. If there's a deliberate kavana intention to do, obviously that's not Becheskas Shimur. So let's pause for a second and explain. So what we're trying to say is, and that's where the issue of the Gemara is going to be relevant, that the Gemara wants to prove that that which you putter by case of kavana lahazik must be based on the idea that kavana lahazik is itself a svara to patter. Meaning, let's just say another line, in other words, in a case of Kavanah L'Hazik, that's where Royal Chayvus Rabbam Tishi Yishmerim Shalei is Kavanah L'Hazik Elo Fikach Peturin Ufisha Kasha L'Shomran L'Hazik Kim Shekavanasam L'Hazik. So let's get the background here. What is he saying in answering this Kasha? The Kasha was, how could you try to prove from here that Kavanah L'Hazik is a reason to pater based on the Svara that we said Kasha L'Shomran? The Rabbeinu Yonah is learning that way. He says that a minute later. After all, there's a p'tur even by Kavanas L'Hazik. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that your p'tur, Eved V'Amma, the other is p'tur by Kavanas, when they mazik shelo b'kavana. That's basically because, not what Tosa says, because maybe it's maybe it looks b'kavana. It's because b'cheskas shimur kaim. But that's only from a hezek shelo b'kavana that they do. So Becheskes Shimer, that lifts the responsibility from the other. But if they mazik the kavana, that svar doesn't apply. To the contrary, the other has to guard them that they not do something deliberately. For that, you have to come on to what we're proving from Eved V'Yama. That must be based on the fact that kasher l'shom. What exactly does this mean, this idea, Becheskes Shimer Kaimi? What does he mean? He can mean a couple of things, but let's conjecture. What could he possibly mean? L'mashal. Where do we know that term from? Becheskes Shimer Kaimi. By Tamim Mu'ad. Is that what he means? Becheskes Shimer that you find by a Tam. By a Tam, the animal, by its very nature, we say, Becheskes Shimer Kaimi, it's not prone to do damage. What he means? He says, Shomra Latzman. You have to know, that halacha, Becheskes Shimer Kaimi, that seems to be a function of the fact that we know the tam is chatzi nezek, and then we want to understand why that is. It's after the fact that we know the halacha, then we say, Becheskes Shimer. Is that what he means over here? This is considered Becheskes Shimer. What?
Can we say it both ways when we're learning energy? We said it could, it depends on, like we said, you could detach it, it's like Chatzi Nezek is like the
Pagan is coming on and Pagan is coming on, that's the Machokas over the Becheskes Shimer. He's not taking, right?
Can we say it could be like, either go that there's a Din Torah Chatzi Nezek, and then why would it be Chatzi Nezek to work out?
Right, that's what we thought. We weren't trying to learn it that way.
Or you start with Becheskes Shimer, and then it's like only Knas, and then it's Chatzi Nezek. So you could go one way or the other.
You have to know how to learn it. I think we weren't inclined to think that it was after the fact that you know it's Chatzi Nezek, then we say that that's what it is. L'mashal, give you L'mashal. That was the Manda Amar that says Paginis Geknasa, right? So there are cases of a Tam Shemishali Nezek Shalim. A couple of examples, different Manda Amrin. Keren B'chatzra Nizek, Rav Tarfon. Tam Shechava Ba'adam, Korn Rabbi Akiva, Nezek Shalim. So what in those cases, what are you going to say? It's Knasa Mamun. You want a kav chomer from Shem Regel, which is a yachid, that you pay nezek shalem. So it's going to be knas, or it's going to be a nezek. It's going to be mamun. Pashtus, it's going to be mamun, right? What happened to Haitatam? What happened to Becheskes Shimer? If this is a svar that starts from the default, then how can you suddenly extrapolate to some isolated case and say the other time pays nezek shalem, and suddenly it become mamun? The Torah says the Becheskes Shimer is only after the fact. The Torah says what it is. Now we can explain that's what's going on. So it's hard to know that this is what Ben Yonah has in mind. What else could he mean? So Rav Naftali is a piece on this. We'll get to it maybe in the beginning of his piece. He says, well, there's a Gemara later that if you give over your shor to a shomer, mesan l'shomer, so then it, the shomer is responsible and pashup shat, you're not responsible anymore. So you could say that since they guard themselves, it's like the equivalent of giving over the mammon that's under your jurisdiction to over to a shomer. So maybe Rabbeinu Yonah means something like that. Rav Tully brings that in, but I don't think it's a perfect analogy. What's the difference in that case? Why is that not such a good analogy? What's that case? You give it to the shomer, and the shomer does what? Shomer's mekabel shmira. I don't hear this connection. Here, memela, you could say they guard themselves, but there was no formal kabbalah shmira. If you just leave it by somebody, okay, that's called nesan l'shomer. So what? The question is, what does Rabbeinu Yonah mean that they're shomer atzman? I would suggest it means something more basic than everything else. You don't have to bring the Gemara of... He uses the expression, because the Gemara uses the expression, doesn't mean that you, what you find by Tam... doesn't mean Mesar and Leshomer. He means that there is no halacha of Mamun HaMazik by something that, by its very nature, it's Shomer already. Shmiras and Halacha is only when it's not Shomer. It's Shomer. That's it. The words are what they say. If a Bar Das is, to the extent that Bar Das is Shomer himself, you don't have a chiv to be Shomer that Mamun. The Mamun is Shomer. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that Kate, from the hezek of Shalobi Kavana, there is no chiyuv for the Bailam, because there is no chiyuv for him to be shomer, something which is shomer. They guard themselves from hezek like this that could happen Shalobi Kavana, that's already, it's already shomer. So the only thing that you could start pinning responsibility of the Bailam on the Adon, that is mehesek bekavana, because if he wants to do something, then he's not protected from doing it because he chooses to do it. So Rabbeinu Yonah, again, at this point, he's answered what we have is the third kash of Tosfos. How could the Gemara want to learn out from the Eved V'Amma that kavana lahazik is in fact a reason to pater? As we say, the reason because it's kasha l'shomro. How do you say that? It's pater by Eved V'Amma even by in kavana lahazik. Answers Rabbeinu Yonah, no. In kavana lahazik is pater for a separate reason. And that's because, quote, Becheskas Himur Kaimi, as we're explaining, they guard themselves. So I don't have responsibility. I'm not Chayiv. Nemele. You have to know, Tosfos disagrees with this, correct? What did Tosfos hold? Tosfos says, Ein Kavanas L'Hazik is Pater only because of the Takanas Chachamim, that you might appear to be acting the Kavan. Without that, you'd be Chayiv. What happened to the Svara of Binu Yonah? That's interesting, Machokas. On this very point, do you say that because the Shomer is Atzman, not to be Mazik Shelo B'Kavana, that's enough to pater the Bailim? Or do we not accept such a Svar? Rav Nachum says, possibly, not Muchrach, I don't think at any stretch, but maybe, the Machokes will depend on the classic Chakira B'Vakam. In other words, what do you think? If the Machayiv of why you're Chayiv Mamna Mazik is because you're Pushe and you're Shmira, so now what would you say? Are you Peshev Yishmira here? The thing is Shamor. So why you can't Mechayev the Bailim? The thing is Shamor. They wash themselves. But if the Mechayev is the Mama Namazik itself, except that an Ones would pater you, so you could say this Svar is not gonna meet the threshold because the Maisa is Mama Namazik and an Ones you're not. And therefore, the svara would be insufficient to say your pater. So Tosfos would have to hold that mechayev is mama namazik. And Ben Yonah will hold that mechayev is your pshiyas habayim. Why do I think it's not so muchrach? You tell me. It's cute, but why is it not muchrach to say like this? Even if I hold that the mechayev is mama namazik, why are you chayev? But it's only chayev to the extent that there's the chayev shmira. I can make a case that what type of a mazik do you have to watch? A mazik that's not shom. What type of a mazik are you chayiv on? What type of a mamon mazik are you chayiv on? A mazik that's not shama. If it's shama, then you don't have to, there's no chayiv on mamon mazik either. Not because the mechayiv is the pshia, and there's no pshia. There's no chayiv on mamon mazik if the thing is, by its very nature, it's already guarded. So I don't know that the svara has to dafka link to the side of the chakira that the pshia is mechayiv. Obviously, you have to say, Tosfos disagrees with the svara. Why? I don't know. I mean, maybe this chakira, but it's important to notice a machlokas. Tosfos did not buy this. Tosfos would be learning. Rabbi Yeshua's approach to Tosfos is that the tour shelo b'kavana is mitakonas chachamim. That it might be really kavana, you're just faking it. Rabbi Yonah answers that kasha by saying that shelo b'kavana yapater midina because they wash themselves. That's the first part of Rabbi Yonah. Now we still have the other kasha of Tosfos. Rabbi Yonah continues. What was the other kash?
The question Rabbi said, is that not the second question of Rabbeinu Yonah? How can we learn out from
the kasha that Rabbeinu Yonah just asked was the third kasha of Tosfos. How can it be that you pater shelo b'kavana? If the reason is based on the kavana lahazik, why are you pater there by shelo b'kavana? So he gives you a different answer in Tosfos. He gives you the answer that's because shelo b'kavana, you're pater stam azay, because they're not because they're shomer themselves. But that only is a svara on a hezek shelo b'kavana, that they're shomer themselves, that they won't quote hezek, inadvertently. But if they wanted cause hezek kavana lahazik, then of course you don't have that svara. Of course you have to guard them from that. The answer is yeah, but that is hard to do. So in that case, you're pater because of kasha l'shom, and that's what the Gemara wanted to bring. The Itzrich to Karen is from the case of Kavana Lahazik. Ah, you put the Shelo B'Kavana? That's for different reasons. That's because they guard themselves. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah now with another kash. So again, let's see it in what read so far inside and then continue along. V'nir v'einai, again, I'm going to read it again. Devadei eved v'amma she'iziko b'shogeg. Right, Shelo B'Kavana, b'shogeg. Dinu shelo chayves rabam de b'cheskas shimur kaimi. Kevin de Bnei Das Ninu, they have intelligence. The Hain Shomim Atzvam. If they care for themselves, that the Bialim doesn't have to be responsible for them. But if they have deliberate intention to be Mazik, oh, then Roy Lechaivas Rabbim. There is a basis to Mechaiv the Rav, Kadesh Yishmerem Shalayis Kavnu Lehazik. So why are you putter by the case of Eved Va'amah Sheiziko B'Kavana, why are you putter? Elefikach Pturin, Fishakash Lashom Lehazik, Kimish Kavnasam Lehazik, because the Kashal Lashom, that's what the Gemara is bringing. And again, Cheshbin, the same thing as we did with Tosis. I mean, you'll see in a second. And what is Gemara showing you? That Kashal Lishomro is a reason to pat. And that's why you need the Torah to write Karen, because you would have thought it's pater. And why is Eved V'Amah pater when they did the Kavana? Because Kashal Lishomro. And why is Karen Chayev at the end of the day and Eved V'Amah pater? I think the answer is going to be the same thing. Plug in the same Cheshbin. So why at the end of the day is Karen, the answer is because Karen is not as hard to guard, and Eved V'Amah is hard. So now, what are we bringing as a raya from Eved V'Amah to Karen? It's a different level of Kashal Shomra. So, why is there a basis to bring a raya? The answer is the issue is not per se that Kashal Shomra is a poter. I hear it could be poter, but maybe it can't be poter because that's good for the reason why you're chayiv. So if that's what's making the cause for why you're liable, you can't use that very factor and say that's why you're not liable. For that, you see, Eved V'Amah shows you not that way. And therefore, you could have heard that by Karen also, it would be putter. But the Torah might say, oh, the levels are different. So that level of mitigating factor is not enough. But by Eved V'Amah, it is the same chesh, but everything we said before, it's not different, except the difference is, why is Eved V'Amah, why they putter if they were mazik? Shelo b'kavana. Rabbeinu Yonah would say, for this new reason, the b'cheskas shimur. The Tosis, according to the Gemara, why would they be pater shelo b'kavana? Why? Because trans chachamim, they might be faking it. Now we get to Rabbeinu Yonah continuation. What was the other kasha of Tosis, the second kasha of Tosis? Ravashi comes along and says, Shem yakni tenu. Ravashi? Wouldn't we? So therefore, that's the reason we putter all the time. Wouldn't we know that anyway? That's in the Mishnah Yadayim. So what are we thinking that it's based on Kashu Lishomro? It's based on Shem Yakti Tenu. Rabbeinu Yonah has the same kasha. Ika de kashale. Hey chesal kedaitach lemeimar midav yeved va'ama. And what did we want to prove from Eved V'Amah? That which they are pater, the adam is pater, when they're mazik how? When a mazik, the kavana, is based on what? It's based on the fact that it's kashal shomron. How could you think that that's the reason? Milo have a yada, the eved v'amah p'turim shem yaktitenu rabo, v'lo mishu shleim mehibim misachas yadayim. Which kash is that? So it's the second kash. Seemingly, the reason why the pater with the mazik the kavana is because of shem yakti tenu. So what are you telling me the pater because kashal shomron? Okay. So what did Tosis answer? Keep cheshbon. What did Tosis answer on that? The way the Pnei Yeshua learns Tosis. The Gemara was thinking, yes, shem yakti tenu, I know that, but that's for the case of shalom kavana that they may be faking. But that would not be the reason for the case of the Kavana, because then you wouldn't be able to pat the Shaloba Kavana based on the same reason. That's going too far. The Yon doesn't have that approach. The Yon's approach is the Kavana, Shaloba Kavana, the Adon's pata because they wash themselves. So what are we looking to prove? That why is the Adon pater when they mazik the Kavana? The Adon should have watched them. Must be because it's hard to watch. So why are we saying that? That's the reason. The reason they're given in the Mishnah is because of Shem Yakti Tenu Rab. Venerally, the Havi Svirale Hashta, right now the Gemara holds, before Rav Ashi comes along, the Gemara now is holding, Sh'ima Yero'o Yilachayiv HaKeren, Nishikav Nosa Lehazik. If you tell me, not like the Svar that I'm telling you now, this Kosher L'Shomro Svar, you would tell me that to the contrary, Karen would be chayiv because kavnasa lehazik, not as a mitigating factor, but as a mechayiv. Then, koshkein, sheyesh chayiv be'eved v'amah, sheyesh behem das, then for them all the more so that you should make the adon chayev by eved ve'ama, that they have das, the kavanasim lahazik, the yosesh mirasim uteles al rabam, and the requirement for the rab to be shomer is even more incumbent on him. Shelo yiskavnu lahazik, that they should not have intention to be mazik in any fashion, bein machmas haknata, whether out of spite, bein shelo machmas haknata, or not out of spite. Ella lefigach beturin, so must be why are you putter when they have kavana lahazik? Lefisha kasha leshomran milahazik, kimin shekavanasam lahazik. What is he saying? The Mishnah says, the kasha was, the Mishnah says a reason of Shemek Nehem Rabo. Well, Ben Yon is answering, but if not, the Gemara thinks right now that if you would not say that there's a svar of kasha l'shomro, and you would say that Karen is worthy of being chayev because kavanasa l'hazik, then you should certainly be mechayev the eved, the rav, when the eved, the amah, do hezik, the kavana, whether machmas haknata or lo machmas haknata. In other words, there's nothing about Shem Yachtetenu Rabo that's going to be able to change the equation. The only reason Shem Yachtetenu Rabo is a valid svara is because it dovetails with what svara? Kasher l'shomro. You understand what he's saying? We have to read between the lines what he's saying. His mama sings. You have to get it out of him. In other words, one thing right away you can identify Ben Yonah. Shem Yachtetenu Rabo, is it Takanas Chachamim or not? No word about Takanas Chachamim here. Who said Takanas Chachamim? Me'iri. And then Bedas HaTosus, we said this. Pnei Yeshua. Rabbeinu Yonah is using here Shem Yachtetenu Rabo and pairing it, at least right now, with the Gemara's Midi Dahavi, pairing it with what? With the Kasher L'Shomro. Which means basically, now, let's understand. The kasha l'shomro is a function of kavana lahazik. That case is not dafka case that the eved wants to spite the other. The eved might want to spite the guy that he will hear his mazik. He might have, who knows what kind of agenda he has. He decides to get back at the, he doesn't like the way the guy looked at him in the morning. So we went and was mazik the guy next door. Not because he maybe he wants to defend the rav, but the point is, it's still kasher l'shomro. So you have to say, so why does the Mishnah take the image of spite, of Yachtetenu Rabo, that he's acting machmas haknata? Because that's like the perfect illustration of the dynamic called kasher l'shomro, where he's doing it to spite the other. But the basic thrust of the tour of Yachtetenu Rabo is identical if it's kavana l'hazik for haknata purposes, to get back, to get even at the master, or not for haknata purposes, to get even stam at the guy next door. The Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, in effect, is what the Gemara is learning right now, is that Yachtetenu Rabo is synonymous with the idea that we're trying to say that kavana l'hazik is a reason to pater because kasher l'shomro. If not for the fact that kasher l'shomro is a mitigating factor, and Karen would be chayiv possibly because of that, then you would not have any reason to absolve the rav of the hezek of the eved when he acts bein machmas haknata bein shelo machmas haknata. Okay, again, let's pull it out of the words of Ben Yon again. Look, start with me again. And this is how he's answering it. Either Gemara knows the Mishnah and you're dying, so why are we thinking it's this new svar, Kavanasa Lahazik, is a poter? He says, V'nirali davisfirulei hashta, she'im haya ra'oi l'chayiv ha'keren l'shekavanasa lahazik, if it would have been logical that Karen would be chayiv based on Kavanasa Lahazik, not to use it as a mitigating factor that Kavanasa Lahazik, not to say kasher l'shomro, then koshkein she'shechayiv be'eved v'oma. The koshkein means because what's more kasher? Koshkin she shechay the eved v'ama sheish be'em das. What's the koshkin? What's the koshkin here? What is the koshkin? Koskin Shishu Chay Be'ever Be'yom Shish Be'em Das Kavnosim Lahazik the Yoser Shmirasim Mutelis Al Rabbam Shlo Yiskavnu Lahazik. You should even more reason to, he should, if not the Koskin, what's the Koskin? The Kavnosim Lahazik the Yoser Shmirasim Mutelis Al Rabbam Shlo Yiskavnu Lahazik Ben Machmas Haknata Ben Shlo Machmas Haknata. Whether they act in spite or not in spite. Were it to be that Karen would be worthy of being chayiv and you wouldn't see the basis to pater, the way that we're learning, that means that if part of the machayiv is kavanas lahazik, then that cannot be a mitigating factor. Then, all the more so in the case of the Eved Li'amah, I would say the way we're learning it. If kavanas lahazik is a driving force for me machayiv you, then it's going to certainly eliminate using that as a mitigating factor. To the contrary, the more kavanah lahazik, the more you should be chayiv. The more you have to do a better shmira. As long as we're not talking an onus standard. Harder shmira. It's harder. I should be off the hook. I'm not pushe as much. No, but the very thing that you're hiding behind to make you sound like Nebuch, it's hard, is why you have to pay. Why you have to try. So try harder. So the more kavanah lahazik, the more reason to be chayiv. That's the koshikin. That's what I would say. If by keren you can't use that svara to pater you, even as a havamina, because you say kavachomahu, kavanah lahazik is a driving factor to mechayiv you, so you can't use that as a mitigating factor, then the kavanah lahazik of Eved Li'amah certainly can you be used as a mitigating factor. And therefore, whatever the reason you're going to act, haknata, la haknata, you should have to pay. Try harder. You didn't try hard enough. You try harder, you would have protected. So why are you, so by choosing, so why are you pater? El l'figach p'turin. L'fi shekasha l'shomer milahasik, kim shekamnasim lahasik. So why are you putter? Because it's hard. So which case of hard did we pick? The case of hard of spite. But the same halacha, the same tour would be if it's not out of spite. So we wanted to bring out the idea of kashu and shomro. So for the effect, we took the example of yaktitenu rabo. But what does it mean? Yaktitenu rabo, not takanas chachamim. What is it? The svara of kashu l'shomro. That's the Tenu Rabba. That's the Gemara in the Midah Dehavi Avivya. What's Rav Ashi doing now? Let's continue Rav Ashi. V'ahad Rav Ashi. What are the words of the Gemara? Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi, Otu Eved V'Amma, Lav Taima Rabba Isbehu. Again, we know Shem Yekti Tenu Rabba. So what's Rav Ashi Machadish? V'ahad Rav Ashi. Eved V'Amma, Lav Taima Rabba, Kulomar. Eved v'amah vaday. Now, what word must you read here? Obviously, efsha. Vaday. Eved v'amah vaday. Efsha lo l'shamram. Kevan shemiskavnim lotzeis machmas miras rabam ulaknito. In other words, Rav Ashi is saying that it's not a bad kasha l'shamram. It's efsha l'shamram. It's E.F. Shalishom. If he's going to act out of Haknata, he's mamish on a campaign, on a war path, there's no stopping him. Not just Kash Shalishom. Yakditenu Rabo makes it mamish impossible to guard him. Impossible. Impossible. Until now, we looked at Yakditenu as far as lessening the Pshia. So that would be enough to explain why Karen might have been pater also. Now Rav Ashi, and that was Shem Yekhtetana Rabbo, it's just a little harder, and that's enough to pater you. And we took that example of Haknata. Comes Rav Ashi, says, no, Yekhtetana Rabbo makes it impossible. Because if he's angry, you get him angry, forget it. There's no way to protect. And therefore you're pater. Midaraisa Midrabbanan, Rabbo say. Any indication, Drabbanan? No. What is it? Midoraisa. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why pater? What? Like an onus. You could say like that. Or you could say maybe a little differently, because I'll ask you a kasha. No, but what about a case of miskavin lahazik, not out of haknot, not out of spite? Why aren't you chayv in that case? Don't forget, the kavanas lahazik out of spite to get back at the adon. The kavanas lahazik stop because he wants to be mazik the other guy. So say I have to protect, I have to be shomer vis-a-vis the case that he's mazik bekavana, not out of spite. That's not an onus. You tell me it's only an onus. That onus is only the case where he did out of spite. But could I have not stopped him from a kavana lahazik? Well, that would have been, it was kasher l'shomer. Kasher l'shomer, we said, is not enough to absolve you. So what's Rav Ashi doing? Rav Ashi is explaining that if it's, he wants to get back at me, there's nothing I could do. But if he wants to get back at the other guy because he's stum, is mad at the other guy next door, is that something I could have done something about? Possibly. Could it be hard? Yes, but hard is not enough. But telling me Kavanas Lahazik is not a Svarta Pater. So why are you not going to be chayv for the case of Hezek that's done by Kavana, not out of Haknata? What did you answer when you read the Rebbe Yonah this morning? So what did you think about this? What? How could you know? So you think you're on the right track. I would say like this. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you extend the effect with Dasa Harris and the Shimra themselves in this case?
I don't think so, because that is only said as a svara of a Hezek Shelo B'Kavana. That was specific. You saw that earlier. You see that earlier. He's Shomer Atzmo not to do a Hezek that would come inadvertent. But if he wants to do it, then that Shmira is no longer there because he's choosing to do it. We really have three different categories, you could really imagine. You have a case of Shelo B'Kavana at all. That's where Rabbeinu Yonah initially said, even within the Gemara's Hava Mina, that you can explain it, you're putter for that, because it's Shomer. He guards himself. Then you have the case of the Eved wanting to do Hezek, Kavana Hezek. There you don't have that svar, because he's choosing to do it. Then you have the ultimate case, where he's doing it, B'Kavana, because he wants to spite the nest. In the Gemara's Havamin, immediately Havi Abed Biyama, the Gemara was thinking that the Ptur, whatever it's B'Kavana, whether to spite, not to spite, is all because it makes it harder to guard, and that's a mitigating factor, and that paters you, and that's why Karen might have been pater also. And Shem Yekti Tenu Rabu is just giving me the prime example of acting in a way that makes it hard to guard, if he's doing it to spite. But if he did it not to spite, he did it B'Kavana, it's the same issue. Comes to Vashi, says, no, the problem, the reason why you're putter is because when he acts out of spite, it's impossible to protect. Impossible to protect. So I ask you, good, so what about the case where he acts the kavana not out of spite? So, you know, we're going to get soon to the Rambam, but the Rambam is fascinating. The Rambam, before looking at the fine print of the Rambam, but just simply, which pshat, we have two pshat in the sugya now, Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat and the Tosfos pshat, right? According to Tosfos, the issue of Shem Yekti Tenu Rabo is a Takanas Chachamim, right? In all cases. Kavana, Shalom Kavana, that was the Takanas Chachamim. That's the Meiri. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shem Yekti Tenu Rabo is what? It's basically saying it's Yef Shel Shomra. And it's a Svar D'Oraisa. No, which way does the Rambam learn? The Rambam, he says, case of Kefel, we'll see in a minute, but the Rambam says, Eved Sheganav, Patim Na Kefel, Baal Peturin, She'en Adam Chayv Aniski Avadav, that's his example, is Kefel of the sea, Abba She'en Mamon, She'esh Ben Das, Eni Yochel Shomran, She'em Yachisenu Rabu, Yech V'yad Gadish El of Dinar. The Rambam doesn't say, Tan Chachamim. The Rambam is basically within the spirit of Rabbeinu Yonah. When Rav Chaim mentions this Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveda in the last paragraph, of the piece in Perek Tes Hilchuk Zeh, the last paragraph, Rav Chaim is misyaches to this Rambam for a different reason, because he brings in the idea that Geneva is a form of mazik, as we'll see on Daf Dalet Amud Beis also. So he explains this Rambam and mentions why Yisid Rambam talks about Geneva in the context of mazik. But as he's saying explaining the Rambam, he says the following words. He says, Kasha, the Sham, the Rambam is quoting Mishnah Yadayim. Like, Mamish, the word for the Rambam, Malik, the Mishnah Yadayim. He says, the Kasha Sham ha-mayri linyan abdo va-maso m'chayib in iskeyan. That's the case of Hezek. The Sham ha-vidina, the koshu mamono, shmiraso alav, v'chayib in izakav. Anything that's your mamon, you have a responsibility to guard, and you're chayib in the Hezek of your mamon. V'zeu deba mishnah ha-shmienu, and that's what the Mishnah comes to tell us, listen carefully. The ho'il, the Avdo ba'amaso havyan b'nei deya, since they have their own intelligence, and they could do what they want, al-kain ein shmiras an olav. Al-kain, or kochach ein shmiras an olav. And then he asked, but what does the Rambam mention to Gabi Gneva? But what do I see in Rav Chaim? That the point of the Mishnah is that the fact that they're b'nei deya and they can do what they want and you can't stop them is a reason why ein shmiras al olav. That's not the same thing as saying onus. That's saying ein shmiras al olav. If it's not shayach to watch them and they do their own thing, then there's no chiyuv of shmiras an alecha if it's not shayach. Shmiras an alecha is only to... It's not... I wouldn't call that onus. I would say the Torah does not impose shmira if it's not shaykh. And they didn't tell Malachi Asharis. Not in the Ne'lam and onus. There is no l'chatchila, there's no chiv shmira. Not that there's a basis, but you're put or nebuch. Because it couldn't happen, because it wasn't shaykh, because they do their own thing, and you can't stop. Therefore, the Torah never gave you a chiv shmira. If that's the pshat, then I'll tell you, what's the answer to my question? So what about a case of kavana without haknata, if they're doing it with kavana, not despite the master? So I'll tell you. If there's always a situation, as someone said, you don't know what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. There's always a possibility that they're doing it despite, and that's out of my control. The Torah never gives you partial responsibility for shmirah. If you have an eved, and the possibility exists that he could do what he wants, no matter what, you cry, whatever it is, you can't stop him because he could spite you. It means that by definition, the Torah never gave the Adon, the master, a Chiv Shmir on his Eved. So if that's true, then even on a case where technically I could have made a difference, even on a Kavana Lahazik without Haknata agenda, just because he did it to get back at the other guy, not at me. But if the fact is that an Eved can always potentially act out of Haknata agenda with getting back at me, and that's something I cannot prevent, so that indicates that the Torah never gave, as Rav Chaim would say, a Chiv Shmira, no Shmiras on Alecha for the Adon vis-a-vis the Eved. And therefore, it doesn't matter what the case might be, the din is clear in all cases, there's no Shmira. There's no Chiv Shmira. I'll tell you the bigger chiddush, that's the case. What about a case of a hezek shelo b'kavan? Why am I pater? So Rabbeinu Yonah initially said, when he was explaining the Gemara's Havamina, why are you pater if the hezek is not shelo b'kavan? What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Because they guard themselves. If I'm correct, then I could tell you that l'maskana, after Ravashi comes along and says, e'efshel l'shomro, now, you don't have to say that reason anymore, why a pata shol b'kavana, because they guard themselves. I'm pata because the Torah doesn't give partial chiyuv shmira. If there's always the possibility of them acting in a way that I have no way to prevent, then there's no chiyuv shmira of the other on the other, period. So then, I'm pata, period. I have no chiyuv shmira. The Torah doesn't give you partial chiyuv shmira. If there's always going to be some possibility that I can't prevent, then the Torah did not give Chiyuv Shmira, period. So the Rabbeinu Yonah only said that Svara of Becheskas Shimur when we were thinking that the Ptur of Kavanah Lahazik is, because it's harder, If it's harder, then it, oh, so this case is hard. So you don't have a pashia. You don't have enough of a pashia. This case is less hard. This case is preventable. You have a chiv shmira. So what about a case of belonis kavnu lahazik? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there they guard themselves. But that was because the poter was, I was less of a pashia. The less of a pashia, then every case has to be measured in its own terms. So then Rabbeinu Yonah needed to come up to a new reason why a poter in a case where they were not miskaving lahazik. But when the Ashi comes along and says that the reason of Shema Yaknitenu Rabo is not the equivalent of Koshe Lishomro, but it's the equivalent of Efshe Lishomro. And we're explaining it means that the Torah did not give a Rav Achiv Shmira on his Eved who could do anything and if he wants to spite the Adon, and the Adon has no control and can't stop him. So there's no Chiv Shmira imposed on him. That means that there's no Chiv Shmira given, period. That means I'm putter for whatever happens, however it happens, even if it happens not to spite me, even if it happens Shelo B'Kavan at all. Because since there's always that scenario that I can't prevent, and the Torah doesn't give you Chiv Shmira partly and partly not. So that's the Svar Rabbeinu Yonah saying in Rav Ashi. So then I would argue that Rabbeinu Yonah's Svar initially that he said that the Yopata Shelo B'Kavana because the Becheskas Shimur no longer is necessary. After Rabbeinu Yonah explains Rav Ashi, now the reason Yaktenu Rabo is a reason across the board that the Adon is not Chayev B'Niskei Abdo. Because there's always the possibility Yaknitenu Rabo, and I can't control it. Therefore, the Torah simply did not impose a Chiyuv Shmira. Not about Anus, not about less of a Pshia. It's Eif Shel Shomro. There's no halacha to be Shomer, an Eved, since there's always that scenario of Eif Shel Shomro. And therefore, you can't be holding responsible for any type of Hezek caused by my Eved. So again, we have two different perspectives on these two lines of Gemara. Two different perspectives, right? According to Tosfos, let's go over. According to Tosfos, the Gemara initially brought a Raya Eved V'Ama that your putter based on Kavana Lahazik, which makes it hard to guard, and that's why Karen might have been putter if it didn't say Yochayev. And that would explain why your putter, in the case of Eved V'Ama, we're in this Kavana Lahazik. What about why your putter should own this Kavana Lahazik? That would have to be based on what? What? Say louder. Tavas Chacham Shere Ten Rabo. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. On the other case. Because we wouldn't argue that Yaten Rabo is the reason for all cases. If you're Mikra, then you're Chayiv, then the most we would say is when it looks like the Kavana, then you'd be Pater. Comes Ravashi, says, Taimer Rabo. Yaten Ten Rabo is the sole reason you're Pater or cross the board. That's Tosis. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't work with Takanas Chacham. Rabbeinu Yonah learns in the Havamina, Mid the Havyabad V'Amma, the Gemara is as follows. If they act and they're Mazik Shelo B'Kavana, so then you're Pater because they're Shomer as Atzman. So something which we explain, it has its own Shmira. I don't have to, I'm not Chayiv for that. It's a Reish Shomer. And the case where this Kavin Lahazik, so that is what Shem Yaktenu Rabo really says. It's just giving you a further example of that concept, of that when it's hard to be shomer, you're off the hook. So the Mishnah takes the case of Yaktenu Rabo, but any case of Kavana Lahazik is already similar to this idea of Kavana Lahazik. That's the tour. Kasha L'Shomer. Comes Ravashi, says, no. The reason that your putter is because E.F. Shalishom. Yaktitenu Rabo, Manat B'chol Yom, it's impossible. Therefore, the Torah never gave a Chiyuv Shmir on your Eved, and that's why even by Kavana Lahazik, Shalom Achmas Haknata Yapater. And I would argue that's why Yapater, even in Bolonis Kavana Lahazik, you don't need to come out to other reason anymore. Not Takans Chacham anymore. This is all Midoraisa Svars. The Rambam, who brings the case of Geneva in, the Rambam explains Yopater and Gneva Sa'eved, the Sheyesh Be'endas, Einu Yochel L'Shomran, Shem Yachisenu, this is not Takanos Chachamim. This is more the spirit of Ben Yonah's Pshat, not the Pshat of the Me'iri and of Tosis. Questions? Abraham, yeah.
Is it possible to say, though, that at the end of the day, we're talking about the Torah, now it's more like it's mezid or shogeg by the evidence. So maybe there the Torah can really be differentiating. I mean, if we're talking about the mezid, okay, come on up. Whether or not there's a spite or not, there's no kiddush shmiyah. But it's like a totally different category when it's lav the kavana. It's almost like we should.
You're quibbling with that last point that I'm saying. I'm saying that Yerbenia doesn't need anymore the earlier svar. I think it would be the same. In other words, if there's no chiv shmira for the Eved's actions, so then there is no chiv shmira, period. I don't think that it shouldn't matter. Kavan shalom b'kavan. It should be the same. I have no chiv shmira. As long as there is that scenario out there that beyond my control, the Torah did not give a chiv shmira. Here, you want to say maybe it's only. I don't think you could split it that way either.
This whole concept that you're not Eifshar the Shomer, Eved, does it change the type of hezek it is? Is it still considered like a shor hezek?
That's where I'm going now in the Rambam. Hang on. That's a very good. I want you to hold that question. That's Mamish where we're going right now. Mamish, and as soon as we take Itan's question, we're going to go there. Yeah.
Why can we say that, to answer a question for Ravashi, that he's understanding like the source of that Ravashi doesn't have a close to that maybe every single case of Kavanah Hazik, Kavanah.
Yakni Tenu, clear from Ben Yonah, Yakni Tenu is not, Yakni Tenu always is Kavana, but Kavana is not always Yakni Tenu. It could be a Kavana Lazik Machmas Haknata, that means despite the Rav, and it could be a Kavana Lazik Shalom Machmas Haknata. And then there's the other case of Shalom Kavana at all.
So maybe we can answer that for Ravashi, who's understanding that every case, even if
is EF sure? He doesn't say that. I don't think so.
That's what he was concerned that every single case.
That's not what he says. Read the words. Kloma, ever the amavada EF shalom l'shomram, kevan shemiskavnim lotseis machmas miras rabam ulahaknito. He says he's doing it despite. He's doing it despite the rab. You see, by the way, just to see to be mashgal, Rabbeinu Yonah, he says another teretz on this kasha. How does it stim with the Mishnah Yadayim? It says Yakti Tenu. He says maybe that's not the right now. We think the reason really is kasha l'shomro, and that was only a reason given by Yochanan Zakkai to push away the Tzedukim. So that's not the real reason. That's another way he solves the kasha that he had earlier. That was the kasha. The kasha they asked was the how could we think the reason is kasha l'shom if the Mishnah says yakti tenu rabo? He has another answer to that. That maybe the Mishnah was only saying a dichui reason to the tzedukim. Okay, I want to come now to the David's point. Right, the issue here of the chiyuv of the rav beniske avdo. Were there to be a chiyuv? Because the answer at the end of the day is you're not chayiv. Call it Hakanas Chachamim, like the Meiri and Tosfos. Call it there's no Chiv Shmira because Eif Shalishomro Bishum Ofen. But were there to be a Chiv, what would be the Yisod of this Chiv? Now, to start off, what's striking is in the Rambam brings this halacha from the Mishnah Yadayim, not on the case of Nezakim. The case in Mishnah Yadayim is with Abdova Masu Shehiziku, Niske Mamo. The Rambam brings in the case of Gneva. That which the rule that you're not chayev on niski avodav, that is why you're pater min hakeifel on eved sheganav. Afo pishen mamono mipnei sheish beemdas ve'ini yochel l'shomran. Again, like the idea Rabbeinu Yonah said, she'im yachisenu rabo yechviyat le'kadish elf diner v'kayotzi b'zeh mishan nezakin. And then, so too on nezakin. So, what is striking about this, that the Rambam goes off the case of Kefil. So I ask you a simple question. What would have been the Mechayiv? You Mechayiv because your Eved is your Mama, right? So Ashur is Mazik, you're Chayiv for the Nezakim that the Ashur causes. So your Eved is Mazik, you're Chayiv for the Nezakim that the Eved causes. Okay, hypothetically speaking, if your Ashur steals, would you really contemplate the possibility Ish b'chayiv kefel for gnevas hashor mamono shegana? Does it not sound strange? So you'll tell me, oh, this sounds strange. It can't be. You can't have such a case. You don't have Kinyani Geneva. You can't have Metzias of such a case. Maybe, yeah. Maybe there'd be such a concept, and the answers, and just can't have such a case. So therefore, by Eved, you have to think about why you'd be Pater. You have to come on to this halacha. Something strange about this. Something sounds very strange to the ear. You could hear very well that it's not shaykh. But sure, even if Luyad Suri, hypothetically, you could have such a thing of a Maisig Neva, you would not be chayiv for Kefel, for the Shor's Geneva. And yet, the Rambam is considering here the possibility, he says it's not true because of this idea of Shemayak Nitenu, that you're not chayiv Kefel. What does that indicate? Bechlal, what Chaim is focusing on is the fact that we're talking Kefel here, obviously shows you that the inyan of the Chiyav Kefel for Chiyav Geneva is itself part of the inyan of Nezakim. It's not just this new idea of Kefel, it's connected to the concept of Nezikin. But again, the idea that an Eved, which is your Mammon, incurs a Chiyav Kefel, should require the Adon to pay Kefel, is striking. That's one kash. Now we have some other kashes that, again, some of them are Tali, some of them others ask. Let's go through a couple of kashes here and then try to see where we can go with this. Shema Yadrik Gadisho Shechaveiro. Yakitenu Rav Yoch Yadrik Gadisho Shechaveiro. So the Eved is going to burn down someone else's Gadish. So you would now, without the din of the halacha of the Mishnah, because Chachamim or whatever, you'd be chayiv for the Gadish that was burned down by the Eved set a fire. What's the halacha if a shor is mazik al yedei esh? On daf chav beis, you have a couple of cases like this. The Mishnah talks about a case of kelev shenatal charara v'halach l'gadish. And this charara was a charcoal, and he set the gadish aflame. The Gemara brings this Mishnah in connection to the machlokes of Yochanan v'Ish Lakish, where the esho mishum chitzav, Esha Mishum Mamono. The Mishnah says that on the Gadish there could be a Chiyuv, a Chatzinezek. Rashi says either as Throros or as Mishuneh, whatever it is, but there's a basis to Mechayiv for the Gadish. So Gemara wonders, seemingly, if you hold Esha Mishum Chitzav, so then it's the Chitzav of the Kelev. Chitzav means it's like you shot an arrow. So then basically the Esh, the Gadish that gets burnt by virtue of the dog putting the coal on the gadish is considered to be directly the action of the dog. So that would be, I understand why you could be chayiv. Okay, maybe chatzinezek based on considerations, but I understand why you could be chayiv. But the Gemara asks, if you hold like the other Adama Krish Lakish, Eishu Mishum Amono. In fact, the Gemara, it's about 15 lines in the top, Amada Mishum Rono, Hai Eish, Lav Mamono, the Baal Kalifu. The Kelev took the Chavrara, and he went and said something aflame, the Gadish aflame. Rav Mamon de Baal Kelev. So on that, Sigmara has a similar kasha further up in another case, with the gummo that goes into the store, and again, as a result, Hidukis Abira. So the Gemara has a similar kasha. Bishlam ishim chitzav, chitzav de gamohu, madam ishim mamono, hay ishlam odeba gamohu. So, Tosus, there's a little Tosus here. Lab mamono de bal kelevu, zog Tosus, take a look. Dehu lo hidriko. The bal kelev didn't light the fire. Now, who lit the fire? The kelev. The kelev made the fire. The al eish shall kalvo lo chivaso Torah. The eish of your kelev, the Torah is not mechayiv. Factosis, but on daf memches, Gemara is a mute. Let's say a shor digs a bore. Your shor digs a bore. Are you chayiv for niske a bore? So the Gemara learns out, ki yichre ish bore. Ish bore velo shor bore. Only thing is, if he does it in your brishus and you didn't fill it, it's as if you dug it. But basically, you're not chayiv on a bore that your shor digs. So there's a special miut, ish bor velo shor bor. That special miut by bor. So why aren't you chayef for the hezek caused by the ish of your shor? There's no miut. So Tosus asks. Tosus says the afal gav the gabi bor itzrich miut ish bor velo shor bor can be mishos shenogas apara dafim ches. Mikol makom pashat legemar mishum ezed rasha. There's some drasha, the pater al eish behemto. The gimel avos nemu b'shor velo yoser. They're gimel avos. What are they? Karen, Shane v'regel. There's no other av within shor of a shor making an eish. So it's pasha to the Gemara. That's why the Gemara has his kasha. Lamod the Balkelavu. I the shor made an I the kelav made an eish. There's no chiyuv on the eish of your mama. Tosus doesn't have any drasha that he quotes over here, but if you look at Daf Memches, Tosus has a drasha. Dibor Hamaschil Memches Amir Alev Ish Bor Velo Shor Bor. So it's a special drasha by Bor. So Tosus says the Imtoma Hale El Daf Chabeis Patrinan Balagamo Kishlo Sichsecha Lemandav Isha Mishamamono. Again, on the thing that it actually, the point where it took fire, the fire caught on, that's not the issue. That you be chayiv on. But let's say the fire spread and burnt more. So would there be a chiyuv mishum eish of your mamum? And that's what the Gemara is assuming not. So Tosus says, but there's no pasuk over there. Only the pasuk is only over here by Bor. So Tosus answers on Daf Memches, Yeshlomar, the Hasnamik Siv, Shalim Yeshalim Hamavir Esabeira, the Mashma Dafka Shemavir Atzma Vlo Atzma Humishalim. There's Xeris Akasiv. Just like there's Xeris Akasiv, Ish Bor Velo Shor Bor, Hamavir Esabeira, and not if you're sure. That's a fine. Rabosai, Eved gets angry at you. What does he do? Yelech v'yadik gadishu shachaveiro, and it costs you mea mani v'chol yom. Without the new din of this, whatever the poter is, chachamim or whatever, who would be chayiv? The adam. For the hesed caused by the eish that the eved lit to burn the other guy's gadish. What do you mean? You're not chayiv on the eish of your shur. Why would you be chayiv on this case of the Eved? You the kash. So the Maka. Yeah, I can't believe the other Mandam. I understand. Yeah. It's Umandam Mishum Mimono. Okay. So you'll tell me the Makam, it's where he put the fire, just that spot. That's what they bring from the Haflah. I forget where, maybe. That the Meir Manuch is all on the point of contact. That yes. But whatever spreads afterwards, not. Hard to imagine. Me'a mani b'chol yom is on that mokum gacheles, or on the whole gadish that comes down. Probably the whole thing. That's why it becomes so much money. How is it different than the halacha that you're not chayiv on a shall shoro? Marchav gimel, achabez, and tosus on memches. Another kash. A third kash. Beginning of the second parak. The Gemara says you have a special riboy. You know there are cases that not just the behema, Tosus is beiro, shiach is beiro by Shein v'regel, but chaya b'chal behema. The Gemara explains a redundancy in the Lashna Mishnah by Shein. It says case of Hashem muedes ha behema muedes. So the Gemara explains on the beginning of the second parak. Doesn't have to be only a behema, it could be a chaya too. So Tosus says, does this mean dafka, the special din of chaya b'chal behema for chulin, chaya b'chal behema? Tosus says it's not about that halacha because it doesn't not just include chaya. What else is included besides chaya? Who else can cause damage that you're chaya on? Shein v'regel. Besides Behem al Chaya, what's the other category of livestock? No? Behem al Chaya? Oath. Tanagolin. You have cases in the Mishnah of Tanagolin. So you can't just say Chaya b'chal behema. That's only Chaya. That's a Xeris HaKasuv, more learns on Chulin from the Psukim Parshas Re'eh, Zos HaBeim HaShet Tochelu, then it says Tzvi, but that's only Chaya. So Tosas says, second Tosas is Zayin HaMabeis, here it's Of as well. So the Gemara doesn't mean Chaya Dafka, it means Of as well. So how do I know that you're Chayiv on the Nezek, even of Of, let's say Chaya Of? Tosas says, Yalfinam Behema Mishabes. Kedaminim Soper Kapara, Be'iro Behema Ko Echad, Be'iro and Behema mean the same thing. And we learn out, by resting on Shabbos, the Torah says, Behemtecha, Becho, Behemtecha. And we learn out that's a riboy, everything. The Shvisas Behemto includes everything, not just Behema. Behema Chayva. And we have this Xeris HaKasuv, Xeris Shava for a lot of halachas later in Daf Memches. And therefore, we learn out from Shabbos, quote-unquote, Shor Mishabbos, that extends to other creatures as well. The problem is, as Rav Naftali and others, the Gemara on that Gemara Mem Chesem Beis, one of the things we learn out from Shabbos is to Kilayim. That the Kilayim Behema includes all different things, not just Shor. Shor V'chamor. It says in the Pasuk, Shor V'chamor includes other animals too. The Gemara says, what about Adam? So an Adam can't plow together with an animal, because by Shabbos, a person is also part of the Isser of Malacha B'Shabbos. So say it should be usher to do kilayim with an animal, not just two different animals. Says the Gemara in the bottom of Chesam Abayis, Nundalid Abayis, that there's another pasuk in right before the end of the Amud, L'man yenuach adlecha v'amoscha kamolcha. L'hanocha hikashti v'lo davar acher. That the hekish to Adam is only for l'man yenuach, not for anything else, not for other halachas. So the Adam part of the equation doesn't get transferred over. Okay, so in fact, Rav Naftali, I think Mishnah Mevorechet and tells, if the hekish shor mishabbos, which allows you to learn out that your chayiv not just for behema that does damage, even for chaya, even oaf, is because of Shabbos. But the limud from Shabbos doesn't extend to Adam, because l'hanocha hi kashtiv l'man yonuach v'lo davar acher. So how would you be able to say to your chayiv on niske avdo? Maybe only shor and v'cho behem techa, but not Adam. So how could the halacha of niske mamono carry over to niske avdo that you would have thought your chayiv just like mamon hamazik? Maybe it's limited to Behema Chayiv Oh, but not Adam. Adam doesn't go into the equation. These are all variations of the same kasha. You understand what we're getting at. Where are we going? Obviously, Rav Naftali goes in his direction with this. We'll say where Rav Nachum wants to say it, a different word. Rav Naftali says his chidush. He says that the chiyuv really is the Evet's chiyuv, but the Adam would have to incur the chiyuv of the Evet. And that's why the answer is, well, the kashya. It's not a regular mamon hamazik situation that you have to mechuyev for your mamon hamazik. That wouldn't work. This is what we're saying. It's your mamon makes an eshin, at chayiv. We don't have a riboy yet to include Adam. The answer is, the eved incurs his own chiyuv. If he's free, he pays. But now he's not free, so the adon has to pay for the chiyuv of the eved. That's why there could be a chiyuv kefil. That's basically Rav Naftali's approach. Rav Nachum says it as follows. Every mazik is its own unique mazik. How it's mazik, right? Darko lahazik. Every single mazik is its own unique mazik. What is the mazik, the shem ha-mazik, of Eved Shehizik, Eved Shehizik Kedish Shachavera? What's the shem ha-mazik? Shor or Adam? What's the shem ha-mazik? What is the mazik that's happening in front of me? A mazik of Shor or a mazik of Adam? Why would the Adam be chayiv? Because an Eved is your mamon. But what is the shem hamazik? What is the characteristic? How is the Eved being mazik? As a shor or as an Adam? As an Adam. It's just that I have responsibility, because this Adam is my mamono, I have a responsibility for the Adam hamazik that's in my reshus. This doesn't go into the halacha. Oh, a shor makes a fire. That's not. That's defining the ma'isa mazik. The ma'isa mazik is a shor that's mazik with keren sheva regel. That's all we find. Tosas and chavez. We don't find a new mazik called a shor sheizik al yidei esh. That's because we can't define the ma'isa mazik except for what we know how a shor is mazik. if we want to extend beyond shore to other animals, it goes shore chaya va'of. Fine. That's in terms of defining the Maisa Mazik as anything beyond what we know. Here we know what the Maisa Mazik is. It's a Maisa Mazik of Adam. It's a Maisa Mazik of Adam. The Adon, since he has an Adam in his Rishus, he has to pay for the Hezek of the Adam HaMazik in his Rishus. So the Adam HaMazik is Mazik, right? Ali De'esh, but it's Adam HaMazik. The best smach to this idea is the Muki Yosef that we started with in Mavet. Why does Mishnah pick the word Mavet, according to Rav, and not just say Adam? What did the Muki Yosef say? Who remembers? What did Muki Yosef say? Why not say Adam? In Tevayin Bayu. So Tevayin Bayu is written by Ben Chorin, not by an Eved. So what is Mishnah trying to hint to us by saying Mavet? To tell me that the Chiyuv would only be by what? By a Ben Chorin, not by an Eved, meaning who would be Pater? Meaning if it were an Eved who's not part of him Tevayin Bayu, who would be Pater? The master, we put. And that's why it says, Mavet, tell me if the master would be putter in a case where it would be an Eved that did the Hezek. I understand. But if the Eved did the Hezek, what would be the Chiyuv of the master? We didn't sure. So what does that do with Mavet? He's saying, he picks the word Mavet to tell me a Ben Chor and not an Eved. That means that the Chiyuv would have been defined in terms of Adam HaMazik. Just that because this Adam is part of my Rishus, I'm responsible for the Hezek of the Eved who's an Adam, Hamazik Ali de Mavet. I would argue, therefore, that the parameters of the Chiyuv would be the halachas of Adam Hamazik. If there would have been a Chiyuv, so an Adam is chayv b'adalat dvarim, Nezek Sarib B'Shem is boshes. So then, if there would have been a Chiyuv for the Adam, it would have been a function of whatever chiyuv the Adam incurs. That's the case. That's the pshat in the Rambam. What did we ask in the Rambam? For sure, steal. If hypothetically, you can have it. Would anyone in right mind think that the Adam should have to pay kefel? Of course not. So why would the Rambam have to discuss the issue of the Mishnah Yodayim in terms of kefel? My mammon stole. What does that have to do with it? But I pay kefel? I didn't steal. The answer is, the Chiyuv Geneva is on the Eved. The Eved is an Adam. The Adam stole. It's his Chiyuv. If he gets free, he has to pay. The Maisa Hezek, in this case was Geneva, was an Adam. There's a halacha that the Adam is responsible. He has an Adam in his Rishus. He has to guard the Adam, a Mazik, the potential Mazik. So if there would have been a Chiyuv for the Adam to pay for the Hezek, of the mammon, which is an adam, then whatever chiyuv the adam would incur would be the adam's chiyuv. So that's the halacha of shem yak tenu rabo that you don't have the chiyuv shmira on this adam hamazik in your rishus. This is more or less the approach that I think you have to say. Yeah.
So would that be considered like as if we're going
to
say the
baal
is chayiv and the
tzaddik
does it in terms
of were it to be chayiv, that would be the it would be an adam hamazik.
Like as if like.
I think you wouldn't have the chilukim of tam and mu'ah here, for sure not. No, I think it would be a different halacha. Okay, we have to finish the Gemara, both say, and then see if we can go weiter, try to give you even more makoros for the next Gemara afterwards.